Our musical guest here today on our Live Music Friday has been Chris Williamson, who has been recording music here since the 1970s. And we've enjoyed Chris's sounds here a few times already. Today she performs tonight in East Lansing. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. Right now, Chris is at the piano. Let's listen to Chris Williamson and Sanctuary.
Through the ocean of storms, through the sea of crises, we feel the ice ease its hold upon the heart. Oh, we are weeping ripe for sanctuary. Carry us home, let sanctuary start. And the rising tide lifts all boats, little boats that ride upon the sea. Seas of sorrow, running tears of pain, we'll sail tomorrow. We'll sail tomorrow. We'll sail tomorrow till we are home again. Through the ocean of storms, through the sea of crises, we feel the ice ease its hold upon the heart. We are weeping ripe for sanctuary. Carry us home, let sanctuary start. So hoist your sails when the wind is fair. May harbor home prevail, for the heart is there. Let sanctuary start. All lost will be found by the willing heart, by the willing heart, by the willing heart, harbored safe and sound. Home ground, hometown, hide out, hide away, safe hold, safe place, cast out, cast away. Through the ocean of storms, through the sea of crises, we feel the ice ease its hold upon the heart. Oh, we are weeping ripe for a sanctuary. Carry us home, let sanctuary start. Oh, we are weeping ripe for sanctuary. Carry us home, let sanctuary start.
Musician, songwriter, singer, Chris Williamson, live here at WKAR's Studio S. That was called Sanctuary. And we welcome Chris Williamson here to East Lansing for performance tonight, 8 o'clock. in East Lansing. Details on that coming up here in just a few minutes. This is part of the Women in the Arts Festival, which is happening here in East Lansing. Chris, this can't be your first time in East Lansing.
I think that's right.
Yeah. How long has it been?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, a girl loses track after a while.
Do you have a handwritten list of every gig you've ever played in some sock drawer somewhere?
I've played every state but one, Mississippi.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to go there and get out at a...
Cross the state line and break out your guitar. And...
just tell people to meet me there at a certain rest stop if they have them. I'm not sure they allow you to rest in Mississippi for very long. And meet me there and I'll hop out of the car and do some sort of happening. That's kind of what I have in mind. Otherwise, you've got to find a place. It's very... it's still kind of a dangerous state for gay people. I'm a lesbian, and so it's difficult there to kind of be who you are. They find out who you are, and then they come and protest and stuff like that.
Would you anticipate that if you had a formal concert there?
I've had bomb threats and, you know, a lovely letter from the KKK down in Oklahoma City. That was really fun. And misspelled, you know, and so I just wanted to send it back to them with my red pen. Do this over. SP.
How long ago was that?
Many years now.
Okay.
Many years now, but you know, it's still there. It's still there. There's always some danger with people who get too narrow in their thinking, or they think who you are is something dangerous. But you know, honestly, music is a little dangerous in its way because it just opens doors.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way it enters the body, you know, music. People I know who think their doors are completely locked find themselves weeping at my concerts because that music just goes right through those kinds of imposed locks.
Did starting your own independent record company back in the 70s feel radical to you as you were doing it? It really changed the landscape.
You know, it didn't so much. I just was one foot in front of the other in those days, a traveling folk musician, and some women in D.C. came up and were talking to me about something that they were on the track of called women's music. I had no idea what they meant. And so they said, could you come to the public radio station, not unlike this, but you know, there it was the very first women's music program that had happened. It was called Sophie's Parlor, later changed to Radio Free Women. And they said, we want to do an interview. So we sat around a table, probably eight of us.
It was like 73 or thereabouts?
So probably even 72, maybe.
Okay.
I'd had a major label album out, 70, 71, that I made in Jimi Hendrix's studio in New York.
That was my next question. You did have a recording contract before that.
Yeah.
On Ampex.
Oh,
Ampex.
And
okay.
they decided to not be a label after about a year. So, you know, the contracts just go flying in the wind. And I was back doing what I did, which was traveling from town to town, singing in folk clubs and a traveling folk musician. I'm still that at the heart of everything I do.
Chris Williamson is our guest. She is in East Lansing to perform tonight. How old were you when you realized, I can sing. I can really sing.
Well, my whole family sang, so it wasn't unusual. Everybody sang. We sang for, my dad was in the Forest Service, and we lived in Wyoming, Colorado, and South Dakota, but way up in the mountains, and no electricity, no running water. And so we sang as a family for entertainment. And when we'd drive to visit the families who all lived in Ohio, we would drive from Wyoming to Ohio singing mightily. So it wasn't unusual for me, but I made my first album at 16 in a radio station in my town of 11,000. And I made three albums before I was 18. Then the next one was 70, 71 in New York at Jimi Hendrix's studio. Then we decided to start this thing called Olivia Records, which was the very first women's national recording company. It just seemed like a really good idea at the time. Then, after I made that, my album, The Changer and the Changed, which has been the best-selling, still flies off the table. Next year is the 40th anniversary of
amazing,
that album.
Amazing, amazing.
I know.
You're here for a 10-pound fiddle concert that's part of the Women in the Arts Festival in East Lansing. Could you talk about participating in the festival and being part of events designed for female artists?
Oh, it's just been so long in coming, and you know, still you're asked, isn't feminism dead? And you just go, oh, please, there are women in the world who do not have freedom. We know more about them now. As your earlier guests talked about, you know, sex slaves, they talked about the indigenous people, the freedom that needs to come. And women, the Northern Cheyenne have a great saying here in our country, which is, when the hearts of women are on the ground, a nation is done for. So part of my job is to continually lift women's hearts up so they'll do the work that needs to be done. And women are more than half of the population, yet we're still called a minority. There are, I think, only 100 women now in the government, in our own government. It's like to break down those doors is difficult. And, you know, we're an aging population. My people, my fans live parallel lives to mine. So we are all, you know, they're all my age and older, mostly. And so it's important that we continue this work. It's never, never done.
Chris Williamson performs tonight in the Women in the Arts Festival in East Lansing, 8 p.m., Edgewood United Church of Christ on North Hagedorn Road. She'll also be giving a songwriting workshop here tomorrow.
I will.
Thank Chris Williamson for being with us today. Before you play us out, I'll remind our listeners that on Monday we'll hear from one transgender woman about her fight to include protections for transgender people in proposed anti-discrimination legislation currently in the Michigan legislature. That on Monday and lots more the rest of next week. Chris Williamson plays us out. Great to meet you. Great
Thank
to
you,
hear
Mark.
From
Thank
you.
You.
Thank
so
you
much
for joining
you
us here
Appreciate
today.
Appreciate it. And everybody here at the station.
Very good.
All right. Shine like a star. Do all you can with what you have in the place you are. Shine like a star. Do all you can in the time you have in the place you are. Everybody falters. Everybody falls down. Everybody feels afraid most all the time. In the dark, bravely, like a star in a stone boat, like a magic lantern, go ahead and shine. Shine like a star. Do all you can with what you have in the place you are. Shine like a star. Do all you can in the time you have in the place you are. Out there, out upon the hard ground, impossible beauty shines in bloom. And sometimes somebody try to steal the shine, 'cause they found it beautiful. What you gonna do? Shine like a star. Do all you can with what you have